Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here at WPPI 2015 conference, and I'm talking to Vinil Guti. He's the person that's going to give us all about Studio Genie. It's a business management tool program that we can use for our iPads and maybe somewhere else. Let him explain it. Welcome, Vinil.
Hi, thanks, Anthony. Studio Genie is an iPad-based studio management software, and this got started when I, as a part-time photographer, wanted to get full-time into photography business, and I could not find the right tool for me to manage everything on the go. There were some tools which were built in silos that I found it difficult to work with, and then I started creating some wireframe mock-ups and designs, which I showed to a lot of photographers, and they gave me a lot of good feedback, and I took this upon myself to actually build the entire program, and a lot of photographers love it. We've got tons of customers who are using the product right now.
Okay. How easy is it to use it now? I mentioned iPad. Is it just iPad, iPhone? How do we do this? And the other convenient thing is it's in your hands most of the time, right?
Exactly. So the idea behind this was to have it mobile. And wherever you go, we want to make sure that the app works and you are able to capture your business immediately, create leads, create quotes, invoices. You don't have to be in front of your machine. You don't have to have internet in order to even create it. You go ahead, create it, and send it across when you have the internet. Now, the app works on an iPad because we have an iPad app, but we also have a web-based portal. So most of the features that you do on an iPad can also be done on the web. So if you are within the studio and more comfortable on your desktop, you can probably use your desktop portal version of it instead of the iPad app. We don't have an Android version of the app yet, but the portal is accessible on an Android tablet or an Android phone, so you still have that accessibility. But the app provides a lot of very refined features in terms of the look and feel, in terms of, you know, creation of those contracts for your customers, including getting signatures and taking payments immediately.
So on a day-to-day basis, your average wedding photographer, how's that going to help them? Is it appointments? It's your sales? What's going on?
So when we built this, we looked at what a typical wedding photographer does on a day-to-day basis, and the app helps them with presenting their portfolio, discussing different ideas with their customers, showing the different products, services, and packages to their customers, and that way it's a visual app that shows the different prices of the different services and offerings that they provide, and you can go ahead and select them, and it adds it to the cart, which is now part of an order. So you now go ahead and create events, you create orders, and then you can create contracts out of it, share that to your customer so that the customer can sign it immediately on the iPad itself, or they can sign it online as well when you send a link across to them. Once the signature is done, the customer can also go ahead and make a payment either online or on your iPad itself through devices like Pay Anywhere or Square or other such tools.
I see. So it's basically a back office assistant,
right,
for your working photographer that keeps him abreast. Not only that, it's in his fingertips, right? And he can actually take orders and so on.
Exactly, yeah. It significantly helps photographers because now they have their entire calendar with them. They can view when they are busy, when they are not busy. They have access to all their contacts immediately. They know which contact has which event and which order. All of that is at their fingertips, and the app works offline, which means they don't even have to have internet, and you know, it's easy to access all of that information at any time.
right, and what's the learning curve on this? Is there a video that can help educate them?
Absolutely. So we try to make it as intuitive as possible. We have quite a few videos online on our website, studiogenie.net, that photographers can go to and learn more about our product. But also, we just try to make sure that we had a lot of sample content when they created the new account. And that way, they can start using the app immediately. They can tweak the sample content as per their preferences and needs. And they can start using it within the next, like, a day or two.
So they could almost immediately start using it.
Exactly.
Right, because the learning curve is not that much.
Right. That's right, exactly, yeah.
You have videos online. Right. Could help them. Do they have to, how do they start with you? They buy the app, put it on the iPad, and that's the first step.
So the way they get started is they create an account on our website, studiogenie.net. We have a free 30-day trial of our software. Once they create an account, they can go ahead and download the app from the Apple App Store. When you search for Studio Genie within your iPad, Apple Store, you can download it and start using it. You can log in with the same Apple ID, the same ID that you have used to create an account with Studio Genie. And you will then be able to access all the features. There is a lot of sample content that is created as part of it. Then you can start playing around with it and start using it. There is also a quick start tutorial that we have provided on the portal. That tutorial shows step by step. There are 4 or 5 different steps that they need to go through in order to get their account completely configured. All of that information is available on the portal.
Okay. What about in terms of cost? Because an app is usually, you know, a certain price as opposed to something on your desktop software.
Right. So what we have done with the app and the pricing is this is a subscription model, because all the data is available on the cloud and is backed up on the cloud. And the app makes sure that all the data that is available on the app can also get synced up with our cloud, and that data is stored. From a pricing standpoint, we have a free version that is available with a few limitations there. We also have the light version. So if you don't have an iPad, you can only use the portal, and the light version is the best one for that. If you have an iPad, then you use a combination of iPad and the portal, and you can use either the basic subscription or the pro subscription. The light starts at $15 per month. The basic starts at $30 per month, and the pro starts at $40 per month.
Okay, and they can get that through iTunes and App Store and so on. Okay, and at this point, it's only for the iOS systems, right?
Yeah, the app is specifically iOS, but as I mentioned, the portal can be accessed on any device of your choice.
Okay, and then again, your website is address?
The website is studiogenie.net, StudioGenie.net.
Okay, good. Now, it is a business management tool. So is there like a summary of per day? I don't know if I asked you that question. You gave an overview, but is there like a one page or something you could print per month?
Yeah, I have a reporting module, an insights section within the portal. And within that, you basically get to see on a monthly basis how much revenue you're making, how many events you're booking, how many orders you're booking, what's your total income, what is your outgoing expenses, all of that stuff. So insights section within the portal provides you all of that data.
Yeah, I mean, that's real important.
Right.
But tracking. I mean, we're doing this and we lose track of what we're doing. And then, but when you see it monthly, you're either real happy or you need to work harder. So, yeah. So I thank you for your time, Venu.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.